We can't keep doing things the way we are in education. The costs are unsustainable and results are questionable, especially as connectivity, content distribution, and career options evolve. It's not just about the money. Well, we must have a discussion about educational goals and measurements. Educational architecture has to be simplified. The terms kindergarten, grade school, middle school, junior high, and high school need to be abandoned, along with their dubious graduation ceremonies. They're outmoded and distract from the natural continuum of childhood development. We must start by pushing educational investment down in age and understand the transition to college differently. The catch-all term college no longer imparts any meaning to that educational period in a young person's life. Lower school would start at age 3 and be mandatory at age 4. It would be hyperlocal and would continue through grade 5. Upper school would be consolidated regionally and run from grade 6 through a senior year at grade 11, losing the last wasteful year of high school. Assessment of a student's acquisition of transferable skills, that is, defined proficiencies and performance indicators, would determine graduation from upper school. Entrance to a career institution could occur at any stage in the upper school when the student has demonstrated these proficiencies. Also, in the last upper school year, every student would have to maintain a business or nonprofit internship, vocational or technical apprenticeship, or a defined course of custom study for the last year. Ideally, education cost would include a semester abroad at any of a network of international schools. Based on aptitude and choice, upper school graduates could enter the workforce or continue on to a professional institution to pursue professions in healthcare, law, finance, or education. Or they could enter a STEM institution to pursue advanced education in engineering, IT, math, or science. Or they could opt for advanced vocational disciplines like construction arts or food systems. Finally, they could choose a traditional liberal arts institution. These career institutions would look more like Quinnipiac or Champlain colleges, with clearly defined career paths. I still believe, however, the greatest determinants of education progress in the best school system we can devise are the learning culture within the home and the economic security of the student. We must also re-examine the intellectual milieu in our own homes, the example we set for our children, and the respect we instill in them for what happens in school. Tax grousing, helicopter parenting, faux self-esteem builders, edutainment, trigger warnings are all enemies of true learning. Our children will in fact be who we are, not who we tell them to be, at home or in school.